what we used to do to them?
Blog Talk Radio.
They're going to use what they see today to justify what happened in the past. The same thing that they was programming the people to think that he was like overly sexed, crazy, they are raping women, like just bad guys, you know, the perception that they had of us to justify their reasons for doing it, it really wasn't that. So now a lot of things, like they created the nigga that we are today. You know what I mean? Split personalities, impulse. There was a whole project on behind why we are the way we are. You understand what I'm saying? And especially how they see us today on these videos and da-da-da-da-da, these movies, Instagram Live, showing the guns, pants with their ass, hanging off their ass. They be like, well, this is why. This is why we did it to them, because look at them. They savages. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just crazy. But they teach their young exactly who their enemy is or who to stay away from and who we are. We don't teach our kids shit. Well, I'm not going to say all of us. We have to teach them before they walk into their own fucking slaughter. And just beware. You understand? What the hell is going on? Yes, we have to start young. We have to tell them why they're young. We have to tell them why they're young. Because the kids is the future. If you can't control the kids, then if you can control the young, you already have control of the future. Because the older niggas going to go get old and die the fuck off. So we have to catch our children while they're young and still gaming them at a young age so they can literally see what's going on around them. They can see that you're only disposable. You can see that they're scared of you, but just because of your presence. You know what I mean? They'll be able to see shit before it comes. If we can teach them about the streets, teach them about reality as well. Teach them about the real shit that's going on around you. Because we so focused on what goes on in the hood and absent-minded about everything else that's really real, that's around us, that's affecting us every fucking day. Yes, and a lot of these old niggas don't have no fight. A lot of these old niggas is weak. And they scared. And a lot of the times, a lot of these old niggas don't know what to say. They don't, their mind is like the young niggas. They're not even there. They're on the same fucking mindset as they have the same mentality as a 25-year-old, a 22-year-old. Half of these old niggas trying to fit in with the young niggas. Pull your pants up, old nigga. I'm like, nigga, you 44, you 40-something years old. Why you got your pants hanging off your ass? Why, when you walk past, your ass got to be poking out? Ain't like somebody trying to look at it. I don't rock that way. But why you that old and your ass is bulging out the top of your pants? Ain't nothing cute about that. And I know quite a few young niggas still doing it. You still can dress young and fly without your ass poking out with the tight briefs and shit on. That shit is weird. I've never understood. How is that the style? I mean, I'm in my baggy pants and shit. Yeah, I was into that too, but not to the extent. First of all, I got older. I can't stand to watch a grown-ass man, especially a nigga in his mid, late 30s, 40 and up. Y'all niggas still wearing loose skinny jeans with the tight briefs, with the tight-ass pants right under the cheek. Poking out and nothing, but the shit they be having a belt on. And how you got a belt on and your ass out? I don't need to say pause. I don't rock like that. It's just the point, like get the fuck out of here. So, you know, it's just a mind thing with us that we just have to do, man. It's just really a mind thing. The phone lines is open. We have a lot of work to do, and it's crazy. Out of all this time, we still got a lot of work to do. Because niggas ain't trying to listen. There's a lot of people out there that be saying the same thing. The phone line's right there. That's right, dress their age. Yo, I was looking at I seen this what was this shit was called? The Gray Panther, not the, I'm about to say the Gray Panthers. The, what is it? It's some shit with the 40, what is it, the gray? It's like older men that's older, that dress nice. It got gray hair, like the gray something. I think Steve Harvey promoted film, whatever. I just seen this shit. Like, I'm at my, normally with the nice white linen shirt, nice white, you know, shades and shit. You know what I mean? With the white beard, I'm going to be a nice groom old man. You know what I'm saying? Dress your age, nigga. I'm going to be a nice old nigga. Believe that. Looking young and looking good. I'm going to make sure of that, baby. I'm going to dress my age, nigga. I can't wait to start wearing them little hats, little fedoras and shit, with the slides on and shit. I'm going to dress like an old school nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know? And pulling meat to the side, so you know the old niggas do that shit in the 70s. Hold your drink, put on the side, and it got side in the socks. Catch, you goddamn right, nigga. Nah, man, but yeah, I would like to hear some of y'all thoughts on this case though. But as you can see that I'm embracing it, man. I still got my what's the name on though? What you call it? The magic ink. You know what I mean? It's like ramming off now. I was going to put some on today, but it's all good. But I'm letting my shit grow all the way out, man. I'm letting my shit grow out. I'm definitely going to embrace my grays. The silver foxes, god damn it, Ladybug. Talk your shit, sweetheart. And I know you know because you be watching them. Like, look at that fine motherfucker right there, all them grays. Go ahead, miss. It is called the silver foxes. Give me another 10, 15. I'm gonna be in that motherfucker too. They be playing the old school music in the back. They walking and shit, doing their little steps and shit. I'm gonna be right there like this. Okay, fuck that. That's gonna be me, baby. Embrace your age. Embrace it, man. Embrace it. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, you have to live to see 41. You have to live. So if I'm an old head, an old timer, whatever you want to call it, that's fine with me, baby. It's a privilege to see 41 and up. It's a privilege. So you have to live, baby. You want to die now? I didn't think so. So shut the fuck up, young nigga. Keep yourself alive, too. Plain and simple. So you can never make, no one can ever make me feel any kind of way because of my age. There's no fucking way. Sorry, but no thanks. You know what I mean? But I just think at the end of the day that what they're doing with this case, it's going to be, it's hard to say an eye-opener. Because right after this case, right after the Lauren, right after the Brenda, right after this case right here, it's going to be another Brenda. It's going to be another Miss Smith. It's going to be another one. And what the hell is we going to do about it? You playing the devil's game, man. All right, I guess nobody ain't calling in, goddammit. So you can talk about it. You goddamn right. You got to live to talk about it. You got to live to talk about it. All right? Now, make sure y'all hit that like button. You know what I mean? If y'all want to show love to the platform, please do. You know? Let me see here. Man, let your man... What'd you say? Man, let your man area at least breathe. You got there right, man. Got your shit all hugged up. Pull up your pants, nigga. Let your balls breathe. You just hugging it like tight. Yeah, man. Let me see here. Hold on. Oh, another thing. Forgot. We gonna jump around on the story and topics. Howard University, 6 HBCUs have received bomb threats. So 6 HBCUs has closed down due to bomb threats. And tomorrow is going to be the beginning of Black History Month. Do y'all see the pattern? There's a kid who was on the news with his mother, some shit like that. And he was he had mental health issues due to the racism that he's having in school. Do you see what we deal with every day? It's hard to not talk about racism when the world has made sure that they make sure to show us that they don't like us at all. We always been the victim. They always been the perpetrators. How is it that we can't look at them in a certain light, like as the ones you should be afraid of, not afraid as afraid, like how they're afraid of us, but those are the ones you need to watch out for. They are not innocent as the world and the TV and the movies portray themselves to be. They are, I'm not saying all of them, but they are angry, jealous, envious, hateful people. Period. I was just watching, oh, shit, I finally watched the Janet Jackson. I was actually going to talk about that as the title, as the live stream. I'll probably come back and talk about it. But when they first moved to L.A., after moving from Gary, Indiana, when they got their first house, the Jackson 5, everybody loved them. The whole town in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, signed a petition to get them out of here, calling them niggas, yelling and screaming, calling them niggas, and they did nothing to them. Do you understand what the fuck I'm talking about? And it's like nobody's not understanding exactly who we're dealing with. Dealing with angry, hateful, innate, hateful people. Why nobody can't see they are innately angry, jealous, innate. That means it is in their DNA. It's genetic. It's by design in them to be that way. Nobody understands it, but they done fooled the world to make them look at us as the one you need to be really scared of. If I'm lying, I'm fucking flying. Somebody say amen or something. Am I tripping? I can't be tripping. They show us every day. And I hate to have live streams like this, though. Because, you know, my platform is not based on race baiting or like race, this is not what my channel is based on, but I have to tap on different subjects. This is really important too to talk about. This shit crazy. These are the people that we dealing with, man, and nobody don't want to fucking look at it as such. They don't trust us. They were smiling your face all day, just because they smile. We put our guard down like, oh. I'm waiting for them to pat me on the head. Soon when they be nice to y'all, just melt like fucking putty. Get the fuck up out of here, man. I don't trust niggas. I treat everyone accordingly. I would treat you accordingly, but all that other stuff, I'm sorry, kid. I don't trust you. I you may not be like the rest of them, but what's in their blood is circling around. It's circulating through your body. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm getting close with. One false move, I can fucking fall asleep around you. I wake up looking at my own body. I'm dead. Get the fuck up out of here. I don't know. I don't trust you. You don't trust my people. I don't trust yours either. And they let us know through symbolism. Why do you think the mayor had to come out? Like the please us, like the kind of hushers, those two detectives that treated these two cases wrong. We done put them on administrative leave. So these niggas still getting paid after literally not doing their job because a person has died, a girl that was murdered after meeting someone online. This could be it could be a group of serial killers that got good jobs like Matthew LaFountain and shit like that, and just have a thing for murdering black women. Meet them online. Kill them, drug them, da 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 da. Like, they don't know because they're not doing their job. So if there's a pattern with these two, how is it they should be on administrative leave? They should be fired, pension cut, Social Security garnished. Like, and they still didn't give us the name of who they are. And they still haven't said that Matthew the Fountain beginning to be a suspect. How much evidence do you need? Do I need to say more shit for you to be like, right on, man, you talking that shit? How much do I need to say? I don't need to say a whole bunch of shit that we already know. I don't need to go that in depth. The proof is in your face. I'm not doing all that extra shit, going through the history and all that crap. I'm not going through all that shit, fucking with my mental data. No, it's plain and simple, black and white in your face, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he seems like a nice guy, so I don't think he's going to be a suspect. Come on, son. And now 6 bomb threats at black colleges across the nation, so they had to close it down. Why? Why? Black, only black colleges. Why? What did they do to you but go to school and graduate? What did they do? Minding their own business, coming up with a whole bunch of style and swag and all types of stuff. Like, what is it? See what I'm saying? Just hateful, man. Just hateful shit. I would like to know y'all fucking thoughts. Now, the number is right here. If y'all scared to call in, what's up? If y'all would like to donate to the platform, show some love. And I want to say thank y'all for looking out for Charlize yesterday. Really appreciate y'all on that. Thank y'all for looking out for her. Kay Bless as well. I'm supposed to have her come on later on. She's going through some shit. She said she's going to talk about it. I don't know if she's watching. She got put out of her house, so she's on the street right now. So it's a lot of shit that people is going through. And it's just a lot of stuff that people go through. And I do whatever I can do, whatever strings I can pull on my end. I'm going to see if I can help somebody. Why not? And I'm helping people when I damn near need help my goddamn self in certain aspects, not at all. But like I said to her last night, at the end of the day, when I do good, good's going to come to me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to make sure that. You understand what I'm saying? So I've never been a messed up dude. You know what I'm saying? I already try to plug some resources and everything too. To her. You know what I mean? My homegirl. Crazy motherfucker. You know what I mean? So, yeah. All right. Well, 319-527-6193. No doubt, Charlize. You said Tisha Campbell out here capping. You talking about when she was supposed to have got kidnapped and sex trafficked. Yes, we probably won't call it. Did I say it right? Sex trafficked. Or be put into sex trafficking and shit. I mean, ooh, who wants Tisha Campbell? Everybody wanted Pam. Yo, Gina started looking good after sometime. Like, in the third season, Gina started dressing up nice. But everybody wanted, I always wanted Pam. You know what I'm saying? She had the, I like what Jerome said, rump, speed bump. Yeah, Pam was packing, nigga. What? Pam was, man, listen, Pam was badder than a motherfucker. For real. Nobody was not checking for Gina. Motherfuckers was on Pam with all that ass. That shit was right. You know what I'm saying? Chocolate and all that. You can see the pink in the middle. All that shit. You know what I mean? But, again, we're going to bounce around. What else? Let me see. What's the name is pregnant now? Rihanna is pregnant by this dude, ASAP Rocky. Like, Tisha Campbell is currently filming a movie about sex trafficking. She is? So if you say that, maybe she's saying that to get put, like, some traction, some, you know what I mean? Some views, some people to be anticipating that movie. I don't know, but that's crazy. She dead weirdo, out of pocket. She do got family, homie. Huh? What are you talking about, Tommy? You talking about me? I don't know what's going on, but what are you talking about? Who got family? Who are you talking about? Anyway, play a little background music. Well, I need something. This shit is too quiet for me. I need some playing. You know I ain't gonna say your guy. You crazy. I'm not gonna say your government. Thank you. I know you saying that. I guess you gonna show some love. Are you there? Well, thank you. Thank you, Miss. I was about to say your name, but thank you, Usine. Appreciate the Cash App. All right. Crazy need to put an hour out to pay for that baby. Who? What are you talking about? Are you talking about Tiffany? I don't know what the fuck is going on. But anyway, oh, Brenda Lee Ross? Well, I don't know. All right, but it seemed like y'all niggas are scared to call in or something. But anyway, Rihanna is pregnant by A$AP Rocky. They got a meme of Drake and shit. Oh yeah, and the brat, hers, you know what I mean? Her little, you know, her shorty, her wife, she expecting too. Okay, but the brat wife do got a bad ass though. Excuse me, y'all, but yeah, but she sound like she's the one who wears the pants though. Besides the brat though, she got some mannerisms about it like. Like she don't play, so I don't know, man. That's just kind of crazy. Hold on, what is this? Hold on, what you sending me, girl? Was that U.S. federal prisoners on lockdown after two inmates? The federal prison system has been placed on nationwide lockdown after two inmates were killed and two others was injured Monday during a gang altercation. Oh, that's crazy. That's real crazy. Oh, wow. That's crazy. But who would have thought A$AP Rocky would have got this girl pregnant, man? Not me. And you know Drake is on fire. You know motherfucking Chris Brown is tight. Listen, man. A$AP Rocky, he fell into a gold mine. Rihanna is a billion. She's a billionaire. The first night, I probably would poke a hole in the condom. So I would have got her ass pregnant immediately. And my shit potent. Yeah, hold on one second, everybody. Hold on one second. All right. All right, sorry about that. Had to take this shit. But yeah, I'm going to get her pregnant immediately, man. So at the end of the day, he's good. He's good for a minute. He need to still take care of his kid. I'm pretty sure he is. I mean, he probably was making money, but probably not like that. You know, he was fucking a lot of chicks, man, in the industry. And, yo, Rihanna is worth more than Beyonce, right? Ain't that right? I think she's richer than Beyonce, because I think combined that they are Billy, like B and J combined, they are worth $1 billion. But Rihanna just alone is a billionaire. She killing it with her what's that? A perfume and shit like that. A$AP have no kids. Oh, well, there it is. He got one now. I think Jay had before. I think they was counting up. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I'm thinking that they was counting all J's and B's assets and combining them to be over $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, well. But they did say Jay-Z was a billionaire, so, hey, whatever. That's why she cannot be touched. Yeah, I hear that hot shit, man. But Rihanna is real nice, man. Real, real nice. What's his name? That Fenty in that. That's what it's called, right? Fenty. I hear that nigga said in that fentanyl. I hear that hot shit. There was a picture with what's that? Chris from the Young Guns and shit. The Young Gunners and shit. He was, you know, smashing Rihanna on a boat. He put out pictures and all that. Like, Rihanna was a little jumpy jump, you know what I mean? A little jump off or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, they probably have some pretty kids, man. I don't know, man. But let me share my screen, man. But I definitely wanted to understand the thoughts on how y'all felt about, you know, Lauren and Brenda, man. This is very sad. It's very sad. Oh yeah, and Young Dolph's killers, what's his name? Cornelius and Straight Drop, they got until Friday to get a lawyer. These niggas don't even have any lawyers yet. All that prop money that they was fucking flossing in the videos and all that shit, these niggas was broke as fuck, man. Broke ass niggas. Didn't she tell that she was a savage? Oh hell yeah, she damn sure did. But that's a real nice savage right there, man. I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. But you know, after that shit he was talking about Fat Joe, this nigga done made sure he dressed up and took some pictures. You know that the memes was killing that nigga. You know, he was hurting with them damn Yeezy boots, nigga. Okay? Yeah, but salute to Fat Joe, man. Oh yeah, this is what I wanted to say to you, man. E-40 said that Busta will eat up Eminem in the verses. I want to know, do y'all think that's true? And he said Busta Rhymes will eat Eminem in the verses battle. I really believe that. E-40 said Busta Rhymes go crazy because now it's turned into a performance type situation. Busta Rhymes is animated. He got gas. He raps fast, all that. He do all that stuff that Eminem do. And Busta Rhymes got up-tempo slaps that get the party going. Anytime you've got up-tempo slaps, you're going to win. What's your thoughts on that? What's your thoughts on that? I'm going to be honest, man. Me personally, I'm a big Busta Rhymes fan. I've always been a Busta Rhymes fan. Like, he was the first rapper that I really went. And I say this all the time whenever I get a chance to say this. I used to go to downtown Brooklyn, Sam Goody, or I'll go down 86th Street to one of them goddamn stores on 86th Street in Bensonhurst and buy the fucking the Busta Rhymes album. I'm not going to lie. I'm going with Busta. Eminem is dope. I love Eminem too. I love Eminem. I like If I Get Locked Up Tonight. That's one of my shits. I like, it's a lot of songs that he did. I was actually cleaning up today, going over the lyrics. I'm sorry, this is a sidebar. He said, because I read down the rape six girlfriends. Some people just don't get it. Because I don't know better. But anyway, If I Get Locked Up Tonight. Just look that up. Eminem, If I Get Locked Up Tonight, that's one of my favorites of Eminem. When he first came out, I used to play that shit back and forth all the time, like on loop. Saba, you saw how he say that he went down to rape six girlfriends? And then, you know, certain shit that he used to say in his rhymes that people, it just went over our heads and not like pinpoint, like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? And then the shit with, Dead Wrong. What was that shit? Invisibilism, withholding sex, human sacrifice, cannibalism, animal exorcism, mammals and having sex with those camels, mammals and rabbits and not get into that. I kicked the habit. What the fuck is you talking about in there, Eminem? That shit right there was some sacrificial Hollywood goat ripping off the head, blood, cannibal, having sex with animals, all that shit. Do y'all remember that? From Dead Wrong, the Dead Wrong, it was Biggie and Eminem. I had to do a little sidebar. Did you listen to the lyrics though? Crazy shit. And what are you talking about? Sacrificing, human sacrifices, cannibalism and exorcisms and having sex with animals and shit. Are y'all following me or I'm in the boat by myself, goddammit? If I'm in the boat, I guess y'all ain't following me, man. But I'm going with Buster. Y'all think I'm bullshitting. Don't let me pull up no fucking lyrics. Shit, but now, he was talking thank you shit. Somebody agrees, because evidently, y'all picking a nigga, y'all don't even know half of his goddamn lyrics. What song he talking about, animals, mammals, and camels, and narcissism, and exorcism? Yeah, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. You want to see them? I don't know, man. I gotta get a majority rules vote, man, because if not, I'm not wasting my time. Thank you, Vicky Davis, sweetheart. Look like vanity over there, goddammit. How old are you, Miss Vicky? I can't really see the picture, but look like you a cougar, goddammit. Are you a cougar, baby? Woo, got the vanity shit. But she was talking about Bruce Leroy. I forgot what she said at the door. Some shit, vanity was fine, goddammit. What song was scary? Huh? Where you at, Miss Cougar? You look like a cougar in that goddamn, hold on. How old are you, Miss Vicky? I told you, goddammit. You wear lingerie, going to bed with the wine, tea sweat playing, all by yourself. I mean, with your rose and everything. Girl, better stop. I'll be your Bruce Leroy. Now, let me stop. I'm just talking bullshit, man. Y'all know I'm retarded. Yeah, That Wrong was a crazy song. It was a crazy song. This nigga look like a cougar over here. I'm going to tie your ass up, nigga. Word up. I'll make you get a hip replacement, goddammit, okay? You going to need your AARP. What is that, AARP card? I put that hip right out. Put some Bengay on that motherfucker and soak you in the tub, goddamn. I had that, Miss Biggie, goddamn. Yeah, talk to her nice. She right, man. I gotta be, respectful, man. And I just had my grandmother on last night. What I look like? You know what I mean? I got this nice spiritual lady of mine speaking, and I come back the next day talking about I put the rose on your clit. Get the fuck up out of here, Mike. You need to stop this shit right about now. But anyway, you rub them feet too. You cougars love getting their feet rubbed. It do something to them, but they don't want no dick. Look, just get them right around under the big foot, from right under the big toe. Y'all love y'all foot rub. That should make you pull your wig off and everything. That should be having y'all crazy. I haven't had a cougar in a long time. Shit, I had a cougar choke me against the wall, but her breath was on fire. I'm like, damn, you fine. You could have just brushed your teeth before you came to my house now. Word up, she choking me, but and sexually and shit, but she mad close and breathing. I'm like, damn. Just turn around. You know? Word. I got nothing against older lady, so please don't take this. Not you, Miss Vicky, but I had this lady. I met her off the chat line, shit, like the Brooklyn Ravens. So this is like 2001. This is when I had my own crib. I had my own apartment at 17 in the projects. So I was slaying damn near everything. I was more finer than this, goddamn. I was vibrant hormones to the max. Okay, but sometimes you get on the line, try to see if you can find something. Anyway, this lady then came. She was like, I had to be like 18, maybe 19 at the time, or maybe 17. I think like 18, something like that. Maybe 18, 19 at the time. And I had, she came to my crib. I forgot what borough she was from. And she was all right. She was all right. I had to tell her, I'm like, you see that building right there? That's my building. Go through the back of that building. I'm going to go around and open the door. Like, she wasn't the type I could walk in front of the building, walk through the projects with. I had to point, yo, look, that building, you see that building? Go through the back of that door right there. I'll meet you right there. She was one of those. But she was all right, you know what I mean? But I can't walk with you through the hood, walk to the front of my building, up the stairs, in the lobby, say what up to niggas, press the fucking elevator button and wait for the elevator with your ass. Nah, bitch, you go through the back room on the second floor, I come up on the elevator, you get in, and goddamn it, we sneak inside the house for any goddamn way. Her breath smelled like ass. Like, how did you come all the way over here and your breath smelled like? I kicked her out. I kicked her out. I didn't kick out like, yo, you got to get the fuck up out of here. And usually I be on it like that. I was, all my dudes, everybody would tell you, like, he would kick you out in a minute. Like, yo, get the fuck out, man. Bye. Get out. But if you my real niggas, even though I'm mad at y'all, you knock on my door, I open that door and lay down. Y'all do what y'all want. Watch TV, smoke, roll up, whatever, bag up, do what you want. But, like, she just turned around after we did it, and she just started talking to me, son. Now, her shit was like she had a dead animal in there, like, all week. All week. Like, it was just sitting there, like in her cheeks. Like, son, I got the fuck up, and I don't know how I did it, but I made sure I eased her ass up out my crib. And I never called her again, son. I don't know. But it's crazy in these streets. Okay? Yeah, that was my little horn dog days. Horny days, shit. I'm horny now. That bitch, you know, taste that tongue. Yeah, yo, I swear to God, man. Nah, I never smelled nothing like that, man. And you a grown-ass lady. You supposed to take care. Listen, I keep it a buck. I ain't brushed my teeth in a couple of days. Maybe longer than that, man. I'm in the house. Hold on. See the plaque? Nah, there ain't no plaque on it. Nah, but nah, it seems like she's supposed to brush her shit. Like, she ain't do nothing, family. We just finished doing it, and you, like, her back was towards my face. You know what I'm saying? I had my hand on her butt and all that. Because it was real nice and fat. I'm an ass man. I love a fat ass. But she just turned around. Hey, like, get the fuck out of here, son. You can't do that, man. You can't fuck and then be all up in a nigga face and your shit smelling like old bus seats, man. Nah, man. Yeah, I never see that lady again. Yeah, man. I know y'all had some dudes before, niggas that stinking breath, all that, son. Probably streaks in their drawers and shit, in their boxes. I make sure I scrub my shit out before I come in your house, all right? And hang dry my shit, put my shit on the fan, dry it. You know, if everything else in the hamper, I'm extra scrub, you know what I'm saying? Extra scrub. I put the deodorant between the cheeks, all that in the cut. You ain't gonna smell nothing. If you give me head, you gonna taste some fucking degree. You gonna taste this. It's not gonna be on my thing. It's gonna be in the cut, like in between my thigh right there. You gonna get some of this or the goddamn degree. That's what you gonna taste. At least you ain't smelling no damn sweat, okay? Yeah, listen, man. Look, you have to extra scrub when you go meet somebody. Jesus, yes. You got to. You know? But see, this is the thing, slavery days didn't have soap in my... Don't you ever, 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 ever come by here. You already know, goddamn. What about men with these small ass... Auntie, I don't know nothing about that, but if you done met a man and his love muscle was like this, I feel sorry for you and him. You know what I mean? I know mine ain't like that, so I'm all right. So, you know, my dick is definitely not like a thumb, okay? am I in trouble right now? And I shouldn't. Hold on, goddammit. No, hold on. Let me see something. In trouble for what? Anyway, why am I saying shit that ain't what it is? Oh, that's the, what's the name? Oh. But anyway, listen, man. You said you kicked them out? Word? Damn. You know, some women say a man got a little thing, but could it be how deep and wide your cootie cat is? Ooh, some of y'all got some tunnels that... Hello. Don't start. We can go there. We can go there. What you want? Yeah. Now you wanna call the nigga back. 7 hours later. Now what's up, boy? I'm just playing.
I'm going to sleep.
That's it.
My tooth
hurt
bad.
All right. So I just hit you up. Well, if you don't pick up, that means you sleep. So I'm still alive right now. Huh? Huh?
Stop, baby.
What'd you say?
I said, love you.
Oh, love you too. Bye. Yeah, excuse me, everybody. Okay, we got a caller. Let's see. Oh no, 805.
I'm at work, so I'm gonna make this quick.
Hello? Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I know it. The 805. I gotta start remembering them numbers. Hey, nigger. Man, you know you are playing the fuck out. Anyway, let's talk about it. Sometimes that should be like this. Like, you can stand under a female and just look through her pussy and see her heart beating. Like, come on, son. Some of y'all should be wide the fuck open. I want a man with a big dick. Okay, sweetie. You fucking your shit up. They got some shit where you can soak in the tub and tighten up the walls, y'all. I know this may be sensitive to the naked eye and the naked ears that's listening at the moment. But some of y'all ladies, y'all be wanting some real, I get it, I understand. But that should be damaging your cootie cat, your walls. A nigga got to turn you to the side and shit. Like, a nigga got to poke, like, stick you to the side just to fill a wall. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they be squeezing. I'm squeezing like, he done fucked up your lip muscles too. You can't even squeeze the pussy. You feel like squeezing and motherfucker just say yeah, just to say yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm just talking. Huh? Who got that elastic pussy? Who got that? You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck up out of here. Don't start talking. Now, I ain't King Man Dingo, but my shit was definitely, like I said, I will poke all through your shit, okay? It should be coming out your back, everything, man. My shit right. You know what I'm saying? But y'all don't be sitting up here lying. I want the horse meat. All right, bitch. Get it. Okay. You don't have the fucking... Come on now. And black women, y'all can take a dick. Y'all can take that shit, goddammit. That shit, like, nothing's going on. Y'all like, yeah. Nigga poking the shit out your ass. You. Ooh, shit. They be like, God damn, but you going to say something? Nah, that people was crazy, son. Ooh, shit. Yeah, I need my helmet right now. I got to take a sip of this goddamn tap water. Oh. Yeah, but y'all are a trip. Yeah. Whew. Yeah, we can move on from that. All right, we got some two. We got 2, 3, 4, 6. I don't trust this number. Brooklyn to Cali. Hold up. 3, 4, 6. Are you the nigga?
I'm at work, so I'm going to make this quick.
Nigger, 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 nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, nigger, Busta Rhymes will give a lot of niggas a fade in the verses. That's why niggas don't want to fuck with him. That nigga been out since the early 90s, maybe late 80s.
89.
He a fucking problem. 89. He a fucking problem. And he can perform. And he got the master flow. Jadakiss told us what the master flow is. Fast or slow. You want to know who the best is? Ask your hoe. That's what he told niggas. So, niggas can't, I don't even think Jay-Z can fuck with Busta Rhymes. And I'm gonna keep it 100. And I love Jay-Z.
I don't think M can fuck with him. He can't.
M can't fuck with him. He M can't even fuck with Redman.
Oh.
M can't even fuck with Redman. I'm gonna keep.
No
it.
Matter what people say, I'm doing my.
And Redman gave him a fade on that shit.
Yeah, that song was dope, son. Redman
gave him a fade on that shit.
Yeah, that was my shit. That beat is hard.
He lined his shit up. As far as that, I think Busta will give a lot of niggas a problem. That's why niggas don't want to fuck with Busta. That's why niggas don't call out Busta name. That's why Busta got to go looking for niggas.
Yeah,
they
Busta's
know.
Dragging. Niggas is not messing with that dude. He got too many bangers.
He got way too many, man. Look at all the shit he's been on. He got songs with Janet. He got song with Mystical. He got song with E-40. He got song with Todd. He got song with Brand Nubian. He got song with Biggie. He got song with everybody.
Nigga, he did a song with I think I was coming from. I think I was coming from Jersey. That's when I had my fucking Maxima. I missed my car, but in a couple of months after I filed my taxes, I'm getting another car. I'm tired of walking now. But anyway,
I
was coming over the JW Bridge, I heard the song with Twista, Tech Nine, Busta Rhymes, and I think in Busy Bone or Crazy Bone, it was all.
I think it's Crazy Bone.
Did you know what song I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
And Busta was the last one on that song. Busta.
And he blew that motherfucker up.
Everyone on there. Tech Nine is fire. And he spit fast too. He's dope. I like Tech Nine. Twista, fire.
Yeah.
Crazy Bone.
I ain't gonna lie.
Busta.
I ain't gonna lie. I remember Twista. I remember Twista back in the days when he used to come. This is how the game done changed so much. Remember when those artists used to come to your school?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Well,
he was Tongue Twister back when he came to my school. He wasn't even Twista yet. He was Tongue Twister when he came to my school.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? But niggas can't fuck with Busta, bro. Niggas can't fuck with him. He got the gangster shit. He got the party shit. He got the cocaine shit.
Yeah.
He got the lyrical shit. He got all the shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's a lot. It's a lot, bro. It's a lot. And as far as the chicks, you were talking about the chicks, man. I can't fuck with no bitch with no stinking breath or no nasty pussy. Stank pussy. If you do that scratch and sniff, if you do that scratch and sniff and it smell like a can of Star Kids, you got to get the fuck up out of there.
I don't play those type of games. I did that one time, man, and I said this before, so I only did it one time. So she was my childhood crush, man, and her pussy smelled like fucking, like a fucking Chinese restaurant, like a fucking fish market. So, like, I mean, her shit was. Thanks. I feel like calling her name out with a funky ass. Like, She was my childhood crush. She still looked bad. She still looked good. I mean, B-A-D-D-D, bad.
Man, look,
and
I don't like
still,
that.
You can't wash your pussy? She had tissue chips on her pussy. How you got tissue chips?
Bitch had
eight
salt on her pussy, my nigga.
And my funky
had
ass.
Had salt on it.
Tasted. See, I was like, damn, goddamn it, and that's my fault. Look, that was a long time ago. I've been brushed my tongue now. Y'all can kiss my motherfucker. At least I'm real with my shit. Fuck it.
Hey, what about that tang? What about that tang on them back shots? You hitting them back shots,
what?
and that tang start to come up, nigga.
Oh, the funky box, nigga.
Oh man.
Yeah,
I'm like,
had,
my nigga.
Yo,
what?
I had some. Ooh, damn.
When that tang start to come up, nigga, and you trying not to smell that shit, but that shit hitting you dead in your face.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had some funky ass pussy though. But yeah, I do.
Man, look.
let me tell
you something.
I
got a few stories, brother. I remember when I almost got tapped out by a real skinny bitch. That bitch tried to kill me, man. She was doing whatever she was doing on the dickhead though was very effective, my nigga. Very effective.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Crazy, got that crazy head job, man. Like,
man, I told look.
Look, you hungry?
Nah, one time a broad was giving me head. I thought it felt so good. I thought I was about to piss in her mouth, bro. I didn't even know what the feeling was. That's how crazy it was.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, shit. Am I about to piss in this bra, mom? What the fuck?
Yeah, I remember when I did piss in a girl's mouth. But, hey, man, quite a few times, man. In the water
man, you're giving out them golden showers.
Like, yeah, man, I always put that water and vinegar in them now. Or I call it the apple
orchard.
I like that.
Don't
shit.
Have them
I'm
in here.
Y'all.
Don't
I
have them in here calling you... M. Kells, nigga.
You call me M. Kells, but at least these motherfuckers ain't young, okay? I don't mess with young girls, okay?
I feel
but
you.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Yeah, some girls is into it. You know, some girls is into it. Some girls is not into that. I mean, if you say I can do it, it's gonna happen. I will do it. You know what I'm saying? And then it depends on the mood, though. It's the moment. You just... Some don't know where they would take it in the midst of the vibe, the energy. You know what I mean? The pussy, right? The nigga is beating it up, right? Just the energy you lost in it. You know what I'm saying? And, hey.
Nigga be off that liquor, think he Wesley Pipes, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Well, you done pulled it off the box and try to shove it all the way through the back of her throat.
Oh, man.
Wesley.
Yeah, man. I like a girl who could do it with no hands too, though. No hands. Like, you
that's
know what I mean?
Killer right there.
You can twist and all that, but just do it. I like it sloppy. Like
I like
sloppy,
no hands because I feel like
sloppy, son.
I like I no hands because I feel like they be cheating with the hands.
Yeah. You know, like the cartoon when they smoke the cigar and it pops, bah,
mm-hmm.
like that. I want it to where my nigga just pop like that, like the bah, like I like it slow and sloppy. Word.
I like no hands because they can't cheat like that. When they use them hands, they get tired of sucking your dick. They want to jack your shit off. Like,
yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
Get rid of them hands.
Put your hand behind your
back. Do a magic trick. Shit.
See, like girls, like when they like they hands tied. Like I like to tie the hands up in the back and
mm-hmm.
excuse me for the people who may be listening, but they mouth like it's a cootie cat, like it's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
watch them, let them gag.
I'm
let them gag on that shit.
Right now. I want to fuck your face, fuck your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta make her gag on that shit.
Pull your hair back, spin in your face. You know what I'm saying? you know what I mean, on the cheek, like, you know what I'm saying, say some things to you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
That's the shit I like, okay?
I'm telling you.
That's
the trill shit, though. That's the trill shit.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't built for that.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to spice it up. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you get tired of the same old, the same routine. Sometimes just take it up a little notch. Or play a little role play. I used to think role play was for, you know, for practice and all that shit like that. But I did it a few times, none of that. But I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, crawl, like, get the leash. Get on your knees and just call to me. Like, crawl to me. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be on some smooth shit. I'm not yelling and all that crazy. You know, I'm smooth with my shit. You know what I'm saying? But crawl
gotta put
to
the,
crawl
you gotta put the Hennessy. You gotta put the Hennessy bottle in the pussy. You gotta put the Hennessy bottle in the pussy and suck some of the Hennessy out of that pussy.
Yeah.
You gotta get it cracking. Yeah.
Yeah. Bark like a dog. Roof. Roof.
I think it's barking like a dog.
Roof. That shit was funny. But yeah, man. Ladies, can I say something? What me and my homie was just talking about. Press one if some of y'all are into that. I know some of y'all are, and y'all probably moist right now. Who moist over there right now? Some of y'all motherfucker moist right now. That nigga Bamboo, like, listen, come here for me. Bamboo is telling me, Bamboo, come here for a minute right now. Man, come here, turn around for a minute. You know what? We ain't tried that the other night. Let me fuck your face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh,
Trey you gotta, Bliss said, what is going on?
Okay, we got one. Who else in there? Oh, we got Mick. Talk your shit.
Man.
That's it. I know Miss Cougar, Vicky. I know you gonna press one.
K Bless said, please change the subject. Why?
Oh man, I probably say Nick Adams too. You probably like that shit. What we said? Ooh, KK said throat, baby. Oh, we got the throats up in here.
That's like, what I'm talking about.
Throat.
So, baby.
Oh, and Denisha, God damn it! Listen, man, I got to come.
Man.
I gotta do Mary after dark again, man. God damn,
yeah, man.
Mike, you said Mike go get some. Look, I got Vaseline, baby. I got a video to watch. I'm good. I'm not fucking around. I don't spread my thing around like that. So, you know, I'm chilling. I'm practicing celibacy.
Oh, okay.
You know? Nah, nigga, I'm lying.
Look, I
shit.
Sell a bitch I see. Yeah, he's crazy the motherfucker, man.
No spit. No, you got to spit. Nah, I know you got to spit. You can't drive. You can't cut my dick up, love. You have to spit. It has to be the nice, white, bubbly, slimy shit.
Yeah.
Like slimy.
Shine my motherfucking helmet, baby.
People will be like this. They'll be crunching. My fucking toes will be like this. Crunched up, nigga.
Shine my football helmet, baby. Get on this apple head. You know what I'm talking about?
No drive throw. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, shit, we got a
that's
lot of.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I used to fuck with a chick. Her name was Alexis.
Oh yeah.
Her motherfucking ass. That bitch like to get the pussy a from the back. See any hole you want. Any hole you want.
Any hole.
You dig what I'm talking about? But let me tell you what she got mad at. One day she was sucking a nigga dick. And, you know, any woman that ever gave a nigga head, no. When a nigga start moving that head kind of fast, you know it's about to happen.
Oh, yeah. You already.
Yeah. So I let off in the broad mouth. The bitch got mad at me. She spit on the, I knew I should have fucking with you, nigga. You didn't even ask. I said, ask you, what kind of name
was
that? I thought that you were sucking dick. What was you talking about right now?
So area code 205, give me 1 second. It was this girl, right? They used to come to the hood. She used to hook my braids up. a family lived in Building 6. I don't know when they don't even live out there no more, but shout out to them and all that. But this girl loved cum on her face, right? So, like, after she finished doing my hair, my shoes would look like the Iverson shit. And, you know, we'd do our thing. I'm about to come out, come on her face, and she'd do this. Go right to the bathroom, mission on her face, and come back and just have a regular conversation. I'm like, bitch, do not try to give me a hug at this moment. Sit your ass up there and be like, civil conversation. Like, she just loved that shit. And it was crazy. Her skin was so fucking clear. I'm like, how much nut do you be putting on? Got a jaw full of semen? Like, I don't know, but every time she came, I came too. You know, so
we'll be getting me off, and when I be fucking with a broad, and you know, you come in a broad climb right back up on your shit. All cummy and everything, nigga. You
right.
Get to work on your shit, nigga. That's what I'll be liking. Back in the day, I used to have the sensitive head, but now I don't have that shit no more. As I done got older, that shit don't happen no more. A nigga nudge and stand up.
You know what I think that some women need to know too is two things. If a man comes fast in a pussy, that don't mean he's a two-minute man. That means you have great pussy. Remember that shit. I remember I had a person from Chicago. I forgot his name. He was selling a book called Bad Pie. We got the meaning of bad pie mixed up. If you got bad pussy and a man is just in there forever, that don't make your pussy the bomb. That man's just finding that trying to find that feeling to get him there.
Yeah.
If a man comes pretty fast, that means, bitch, I mean, excuse me, my name is Vasquez, so I apologize for that, but bitch, you got some good ass pussy. That don't make this man a 2 minute man. That means you got some good shit. Just think for a second. You got that bald pussy, baby. Cherish that shit. And then another thing, right? You know, sometimes like men, we not no fucking robots. Women can take dick like for like a month straight. Just a month. All you gotta do is keep them open. We our blood flows to the love muscle, so it goes up or down. Yours is open and closed. You get what I'm saying? But my point is, right, sometimes after sex, you know, sometimes you may have to wait a few minutes for the man to rejuvenate himself to get back in the pussy. That's normal. That don't make a man weak. None of that. I came to the realization I got no time to be playing with y'all. That's just what it is. But on the flip side of that, it could be times where even right after a dude nut, like the way you just act after that, you can have on something sexy, you can just lay over me or on top of me or whatever and play with your pussy or just lick on me, like just do something sexy to entice it to come right back up. Like some of just leave it like that. Nah, girl, do something. You know what I'm saying? Like they keep it going. I don't know, man. It's just a lot that goes with it, and everybody is different. But try to do new things. You may feel shy, but like just try a little extra things. It'll spice it up. As long as you are comfortable with that person, y'all know that paperwork is right. You don't have to worry about catching anything and things of that nature. Explore with that person, man. Be open. You may enjoy it. I'm hooked, man.
Hey. Governor, look, Gov Stolen Lou said, if you want to stay attached to her, never see a baby come out that joint.
Say that again.
Gov Stolen Lou said, if you want to stay attached to her, never see a baby come out that joint.
Oh, no, I don't never
want to see that. Oh, that's fucking funny as fuck, man.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
oh, my goodness. That was fucking funny, man. But, yeah, man, I didn't mean to turn it into nothing raunchy or nothing like that, though. But this was funny, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in the chat, we all grown in here.
That's right.
It's been times, man, when, you know, the worst thing I could do is get drunk because I don't feel shit. That's the worst thing I could do. I don't feel shit. Dick be hard, just going to plow town, nigga. Because I don't feel nothing. Everything is numb. Yeah, y'all don't really want that. Y'all think y'all want that, but y'all don't want that.
Yeah, y'all don't want that shit. Yeah, you come, bend your ass up like a pretzel. You get all up in it. Now you want me to come because I'm now my shit just rock solid, like hard like rock while a brick. You know what I'm saying? Breaking your shit. Now you want me to come? No, bitch. I'm gonna break you up just a little bit longer. Hold on. Give me five more minutes. Okay. Hold on, Mike.
You know,
hold up. Hold on, nigga. Right. Area code 205, and then we got 718. 205. What's up? You're on the air, family.
What's up, Mike?
God damn it, nigga. Woo, shit. Who's this, Uncle Charles?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Woo, you blew my eardrum. What's up, man? I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. What's up, family?
Man, what's going on, man? What's up, my brothers and sisters out there? Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you, I want to give a serious announcement to all the young sisters and the young cats out there. The ones that don't want to take a bath, let me tell you something. It's not illegal, goddammit. You still got time. Now, all you got to do is go run some goddamn water and sit your ass in there. But if the water decides to jump out the tub when you get in, nigga, you in trouble. Because if the water want to rub up against your ass, then something's going on with you medically. Let me tell you something, man. I tried to warn my friend. I said, man. When we were in college, man, you don't need to be running around with that woman. I heard about cheating. You know, she clean. You know, you couldn't tell that nigga nothing until that nigga called me in the middle of the night. He said, man, my wing don't turn yellow, man, and brown. I said, nigga, what you calling me for? I said, you need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the clinic. And he went on. I said, 2 days later, this nigga still ain't with you. He said, man, it's about to come off. I said, nigga, now look, first of all, you already gave me too much information the first time. And now you telling your wing finna fall off? Nigga, you need to go to the doctor. Nigga went over that man, and he had to remove part of his wing over at the doctor. And now this nigga go to church. You couldn't get this nigga to go to church. Now that part of his wing gone, it's hallelujah time. Now his ass going up in there. Let me tell you something, man. I was in the grocery store standing behind this young cat and his girlfriend, and both of them smell like, they both gonna smell like they ain't goddamn took a bath since Lincoln died. And then let me tell you something. This is why I keep telling folks, you know this nigga got 10 pounds of crust under his marbles. Why are you playing with him? Why are you playing with his marbles and you niggas got 10 pounds of dirt up under his marbles? Why are you doing that? See, that guy just tell me one thing. You just as nasty as he is. And now you walking around smelling like Captain D's. Let me get a 3-piece fish and 2 sides. That's what you are right now. And I want to send this out to all the OG players. When you got to go to the bathroom, especially when you got to do a number one, when you got to take a PP, go ahead and do it. Nigga, don't hold your water. Nigga, it happened to me about 10 years ago. And let me tell you something. I took 8 showers, and it felt like I still peed on myself. Nigga, just take that with you right there, nigga, with your credit card and your license. Take that with you and go ahead on with it. Mike, I appreciate you, brother. I love you, bro.
Love you too, Uncle Charles. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Crazy motherfucker. Crazy. That's my guy right there. That nigga is off the chain. We got 718 in the building with Buddy Fam.
What's up, Buck?
Woo,
yo,
that nigga Uncle Charles.
I lost my train of thought. Shit. Yo. Homeboy's 100 miles an hour. God damn.
Oh.
Yo, I got to call back, yo. What the fuck? Mike, I'm gonna holler at you. Yo, keep up the good work, yo. Jesus Christ, yo.
Yo, Uncle Charles is fucking nuts, man.
Mike, I meant to ask you something when I was talking about Busta Rhymes. You heard that Biggie song, The Ugliest, with him and Busta Rhymes?
Yep. I just listened to it for the first time, like a long time, like a while ago, like for the. I haven't heard that in a long time, but go ahead. Yeah.
How you feel about it?
He said that line about tattoos, some shit like that. A little dot at Tupac. Yeah.
So good. That's all. You set the last caller down. He said, I got to call back.
Uncle Charles,
crazy as hell, man.
I don't even have no. I can't even follow that. Shit,
man,
that nigga crazy.
Salute. Shout out to Uncle Charles, man. Shout out to Uncle Charles, man.
But everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button. You know what I'm saying? If you like to show some love to the platform. Wait, hold on. Rhonda said, damn, am I the only freak in here, lady? So y'all leaving me hanging? Rhonda, Roy Netta, you need to call in. The number is right there. Call in. Call in. Call in. What were you saying?
Mm-hmm. Tie them legs.
Let me scroll up and see what you saw. Oh, yeah, Tiffany Smith. Yes, I already spoke about that. Her name is Chelsea Chris. We spoke about her last night. And rest in peace to her. Yep, I spoke about her last night. You ain't saying shit, girl.
Yeah,
neither you hanging on what you're saying. I'm trying to find what you said, man. Huh? I'm a freak at Christian Freak. Brother, talk your shit, King, to the bless. God damn it. Oh man, that's crazy, man. Look, that's why we in it together. See, it's a lot of freaky. That's what I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with being freaky. It's just who you being freaky with, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is crazy until somebody bring that shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody has an attitude. Somebody just got to bring that shit out of you. Everybody has a freak side of them. It's just somebody has to bring it out. Like y'all get choked while you giving head and all that, and you smack in the face. That puts y'all to a fucking trance. I know my child's mother do it. Been a while, but any fucking who, but in the trance, the choking and spinning your face, little smack, pull your hair. That shit puts y'all in a fucking trance. Some of y'all really enjoy that shit. It's because it's the moment. And that can lead to other things. As long as you're comfortable with that person, explore. You know what I'm saying? Have fun. Go in the shower.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a lot. You know? Ladies, do y'all get in the trance? Do you like it? Ladies, do you mind if a dude spit in your face? Press one. If not, it's cool. Press two. Do you like a man to choke you, pull your hair, spit in your face, and ram his love muscle in your mouth? Please let me know. And I'm going to have to edit this due to this the name of this live stream. That would be total disrespectful, speaking about these two ladies. And here we go talking about this. So I will show those ladies respect by editing this video. No spitting? Okay. Wow.
y'all don't like for y'all nigga to spit on the pussy. Y'all don't like your nigga to spit in your mouth. You don't like none of that.
Like, yeah, see, y'all want a nigga to spit on the pussy. Why can't you spit in your face? You know what I'm saying? Like, you would like it. And how you give sloppy head and you got spit all over your face, and he's smacking it on your face and just spit all on your eye. On your nose, just dripping. Spit. Why the fuck I just can't spit in your face? You just try it. I remember I did that shit. She spit right back in my face. Like, what? Like, well, all right, I'll let you get away with that, man, but let's keep going. But
that's,
it's not
crazy, man. Y'all gotta open y'all mind. Spread your horizon.
Charlie said, if I can't bite the tip, you will get punt kicked.
You get drop kicked the fuck up out of here.
Fuck out of here. I gotta be honest. It all depends, though. I even like it when, you know, like if they bite it too, but it, like, not hard, but like, go all the way down, like a little chomp, like, you know what I mean, and go up as you get over a little, you know what I'm saying, little bite. Don't bite. This is a soft one. I like that. She's like, you want that? I'm like, it's a muscle. Bite it.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't hard, like bite, like hard on it, but I enjoy that too.
I like when she take it and bend that motherfucker a little bit.
Yeah, and
that motherfucker. Lick on that vein. Get on the bottom of that shit. You know what I'm talking about? I'm with all that shit. Fuck that.
Well, oh, god damn, man. Hold on, let me see if anybody called. Oh, no, if y'all scared to call in, I'm looking for Miss Cougar. I'm looking for Miss Vicky, you like to do the nipples and all that? Huh? I watched my man go limp on the man when I showed him teeth. He said, "I'm gonna bite it off. You stupid." Y'all crazy, man.
I like them big ass areolas that come up off them bras.
Oh yeah.
Man, I wanna know what's the deal with the titties with no nipples and shit. You guys got the big areola on that shit. No nip nip on.
Yeah, man, just little dots. Some be having that baby thumb poking out there. She like, God damn, like a baby thumb, little pinky poking, coming out that damn areola. You know what I'm saying? It's I like on a woman besides the ass. I'm an ass man too, but sometimes there's something about a woman's lips, like how luscious that shit is, and it's all glossed up. It's something about that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shit too. Like, I like women with nice fucking lips. It could be nice, thick lips. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like women with some nice fucking lips. You know, I don't know. It's something about that shit. I like women with nice lips.
I like fucking around in the shower. I remember I got a shower chair. I had that motherfucker in the shower on purpose. Just for Pound Town. I don't play. I like to get a broad in a chair, bend that ass over, and damn near break her neck.
That's right.
Pound Town, man. You know, you gotta be a little bit forceful sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you got to balance the shit out. Sometimes your broad like that slow muscle. Sometimes she like that hard muscle. Sometimes she like that fast muscle. Sometimes you just like a combination of that shit.
Get on that chair. Bend over backwards, put your knees on it, you holding on to the chair, and you know what I mean? And dig. I like that shit. I like when a female on her back and she spread her legs all the way up, and I just dig in that shit. Something about that, like I almost nut instantaneously, man. Like, it's something, I love that shit. Like, spread them legs and just get all
that
in there.
Psychological. Psychological. Yeah.
That shit fucks me up, like, word up.
You know why? Because you know you got your whole, you know why that's like that? Because you know you got your whole pipe in the bra.
God,
that's exciting to you.
Dude, you put the extra hairs in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it. Like Bossy said, it's that dig.
Word up.
It's the dig.
That's right. That shit, I don't know, man. That shit, there's just something about that. That shit crazy. Word up, but I need to stop because my blood is rushing to the right spot right now. I need to chill a
bit. Well, yeah, let's change the subject then.
Bro, that
he out here.
I'm getting no fuck about it.
This nigga on 18 time. I mean, I'm out of here. Man.
Yo, I'm out of here, man. Yo, Brooklyn to Cali, man. Salute, King. You already know.
Salute, my brother. Everybody in the chat room, stay up, man. One love, y'all. Peace.
Oh, shit, nigga. I'm in my boxes, too. We not going to do this. We is not doing this right now. Woo, shit. We is not going to do this right now. Let me calm my little nasty ass down right now. Hold on. I need my blood pressure is high. Ooh, I need to check my motherfucking pressure. For real. oh, man. Let's see. Ooh, that was a good one, man. I'm definitely going to have to delete this live, like. You okay, you better stop. I ain't trying to cut my motherfucking channel off. I flipped this goddamn table trying to stand up now. Now let me stop, man. But yeah. I don't know, man, but I'm gonna definitely like cut this live, like edit it or I don't know. Which I think I should do. Edit this stuff out, right? Not place it in order. I don't know what that means. Hey, if this is Mike Larry After Dark, that'll be different. You can't do stuff on YouTube. I'm not getting in trouble. You know what I'm saying? But Mike Larry After Dark in the Zoom, See? I told you. Yeah, y'all should have been fucking with me a couple of years ago. Y'all would have had to show some, okay? Y'all would have had to show some. Cut and edit, right? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll definitely do that. Well, I don't know, man. Stand up! You stupid. All right, man. So, I think I'll try to come back tonight. You know, I'll try to come. Kay, what you want me to do while I'm here? What you want me to do? You want me still do that, or what you think? Another time, or maybe not. You said you're asking me not to do no more after dark shows, no more Troublemaker. I might do one of these days. I don't know. But you remember, okay? You know, I ain't playing no games in that motherfucker, so. Why are you trying to keep coming back? You stupid. Would you want to call in, or would you want me to do like the Cash App thing? Like what you want me to do? The prayer thing? Like you can call in. The number is right there. It's on you. So let me know, because I'm ready to get the hell out of here now. Sure is. All right, so call in, hurry up. Yeah, I'm going to edit this out, man. This was a good live, though. It was good. Yeah, it was a good time doing that. Yeah, I know, you bet. It was a good time, man. I mean, you know, I ain't just talked about it. You know? I ain't just talk about it. You know? Things actually happen. Okay? So, that's all. You know, some of y'all would talk shit and be scared, you know what I'm saying? But I remember one person, she showed her breast, and that shit looked like a pygmy fucking kid from fucking the Congo. Like, the shit was so big, son. Like her shit was, like, crazy, son. But at least she sold something. Like, Mike, look, I'm like, God damn. You got two midget heads up on your chest, baby. God damn, word up. She has some shit, you know? But God bless her, man, and her back, because I know she need, like, fucking four bras. Word up. I hope her back is all right. All right, y'all, we're going to get into something serious right now. I got my homegirl Kay Bless on the line. What's up, love? Talk to me. Talk to the people.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you good. Go right ahead.
What's up, Mike? In the chat, and Moz. I'm Kay Bless. I just wanted to speak with everybody tonight and just basically reach out for some prayers. I'm going through a lot right now. I'm actually homeless, currently possibly about to sleep in my car tonight, but I'm not asked for anything. I just need everybody who are sincere with other people's situations to just reach out and pray for me. I need a lot of prayers right now. I'm going through a lot. And Mike just wanted me to jump on here tonight because that's all I'm asking for. And that's it, Mike. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, when I was live last night, everybody, and I was talking, and, you know, and Charlize and everything, thanks for helping her out last night. She was going through some things last night, too, because she was being evicted out of her apartment, and she is now evicted. She's out the apartment, and our stuff is in storage. So You know, I told her I'd try to help out, the Cash App stuff out there, but all she asking is for prayers. And, everybody please, make sure you pray for her and all that. I told her, man, like, it's, we family here, so we look after ours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And so I just want to reach out to whoever is going through this situation, because it's a tough situation, and a lot of people don't know how many people go through this situation in life, being homeless, especially now during COVID. It's really serious. These landlords and slum, I call them slum lords, are cutting up out here. They raising the rent after the lockdown. That's what happened in my situation. They raised the rent, and I'm not able to pay it. But whoever is going through this situation, I'm telling you not to give up, because I'm on the verge of giving up. So, and I know how it feels. I don't want to get emotional, and here I go. I know how it feels right now, and I just want to encourage other people not to give up. Please don't give up. I got 3 kids. My kids have a place over their head, but I don't. You know, I'm trying not to give up because I know my 3 kids are not going to give up on me. So right now I'm trying to be praying for myself more than I ever have prayed ever in my life. And you know what? I take it day by day. I'm going to take it day by day. It's not like I'm out here not doing nothing with my life. I work 3 different jobs. Every other day, I'm at a different job, literally. And for me to be in this the position I'm in, it kind of hurts. It hurts me really bad because I feel like I'm a failure, because I'm like, damn, I'm working all these jobs. I'm in school, taking care of my 3 kids, a single mom, working on a divorce. I'm going through all this shit, and it's like hitting me all at one time. And I do feel like sometimes I'll be like, oh, well, this is my fault, so let me just take the shit as it goes. I feel like that right now. Like, oh, I feel like this shit is my fault. I placed myself in this predicament.
Let me ask you a question. 2 people already asked for your Cash App. What is your Cash App? Let me put it in there. What is it?
Hold on, because I don't even use my Cash App, so I got to try to find the actual the link. I never use Cash App, but I have it. It's $KBLESS.
Hold on. K-A-Y?
K-A-Y. B-L-E-S-S. 1989.
All right, so here it is right there. Guns going to me. Anything, help her out, please. Please, family, whatever you can do. KBLESS 1989. Please show love. Please do whatever you can do.
And I'm not even on here to ask for anything. Look, if you got a praying grandmother, please tell her about me, a praying mother, a praying auntie, sister. I'm getting ready to call the lady that was on last night's live, because tomorrow I need to talk to somebody, because I feel like I'm going to snap. But I'm trying not to, and that's why
she
prayed.
She showed me pictures and everything, because I spoke to her after the live, so she's not lying. I seen pictures of the crib and everything. So
she definitely
had to move, so I seen it myself.
Yeah, and today the apartment is empty. So everything that I had, Mike, is now in the storage. Like, I'm looking at my U-Haul right now. I'm sitting in the car, but I'm looking at my U-Haul. So it's real. It's real. And I showed pictures to Mike. It is real. But it won't last forever. It ain't going to last long.
Right.
I'm a hustler. I told you that last night when we had a conversation. I'm a hustler. If I got to sleep in my car, I will sleep in my car. Look, if I got to get on a stripper pole, I would get on a freaking stripper pole right now.
Nah, let that be the resort now. Go shake your ass.
Yeah, that's back in my old days. I don't want to go back to my past, but if I have to, I'm gonna have to.
Right.
But these programs that they have for people, and I'm gonna end it on this, that they have for people, they're not helping us. They're helping women or men who don't do shit with their lives, don't have not a single job, probably ain't never worked a day in their life. They go into welfare and these programs, asking for help, asking for Section 8, and they don't allow them. They allow them the Section 8 and the apartment housing, and they pay for your rent. But I can't get nothing because I work three different jobs.
Sorry to cut you off. I believe you because, like I said, I lived in Jersey for 15 goddamn years straight.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's not like those. They just to get welly, I call it welly, but welfare, you know, the assistance, you have to damn near be dead. You have to have nothing. You probably have to have the boogie monster to get any kind of assistance. They will not help you in Jersey. Jersey is fucked up. So what she said, I believe you because I lived back there long enough to know she ain't bullshit. That's real shit. Gotta be damn near dead, fucked up in the game, and really have nothing to get help, man.
Yep. And it's crazy how it's like that. So my thing is, once I get on my feet and once I finish my schooling, I'm going to try to see what I can do about this situation as far as people who are homeless instead of people who are taking advantage of the system. Because everybody in Jersey that has Section 8 here, they lying. They got a place to stay. They got their boyfriend up in the crib. They chilling. They smoking weed. They got their rent. They pay $10 for rent. And I'm struggling with three kids and three jobs. They twerking their ass off, don't have a care in life, and I'm working with three jobs. Tired as hell. I got to go to work tomorrow, and I don't even have a place to lay my head. But you know what? I look at it's a lesson and a blessing. I'm going to be all right. I just need some people to pray for me. I need my family on here to pray for me because I've been on here a long time. Mike, I changed my name like twice.
Right.
That's why when we talk, it's like, oh, well, what the hell? Girl, I thought you was. That's because this is my, like, third name on here. Because, like I said, I was also in a domestic violence situation, so I had to keep changing my identity. Literally. Okay? But, Mike, I thank you. I love you. I thank God for you, man. I thank God for you because you really care for people. You reached out. Prayers to, I think her name was Charlize, man, prayers to you, man. I love you. I don't know you, but I love you. It's love all in my heart. You know, it's love all in my heart, man. I love the chat, man. It was a great conversation. It was a nasty one because y'all nasty. But I love you, Mike. I love you, man. I got to go handle some business right now. Well, get the situation cleared up, but I love you, Mike, and thank you for the opportunity to let me speak. And for whoever's going through this or getting ready to be evicted or getting thrown out, man, keep your head up high because God got a blessing for us. Okay,
absolutely, love you too. I keep in touch, man, to check on you. All right,
I got you, man.
All right, peace.
All right, blessings.
Peace. Yeah, so, you know, that's a good thing. Like I said, man, you know, good will come back. When you do good, you get good. So, you know, I'm glad that whatever y'all was able to do, please do, you know. So that's pretty much all I can say, you know. Nothing else to say. You know, hold on, this is too loud.